Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And good chilly Saturday morning. And if you are out there on the deer stand or in the duck blind, boy, I hope you brought some heat with you because it is a chilly morning out there. And we got lots to talk about. In fact, I got some interesting text messages coming in, and I had a picture that was sent to me from Mike Brooks down at Point of Shen, down at Point of Shen Marina. Gave me a little report. They're catching some good specks down there right now. But he sent me a picture of a fish that he's never caught before, and he thinks it is a small tarpon. The fish were biting on plastics. It's from Scales and Tails Campground is where Mike is. And, Mike, I got to tell you, that is definitely a baby tarpon. There is no mistaking that. And I've been getting several reports on baby tarpon showing up. In fact, one from a very strange place up to the Pearl River, no less. Anyway, if you got an interesting fish and you want to send me a picture of it or some game, do that at the contact button on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. If it's a simple text and we're on the air, you can text me right here in St. Hubert's Cathedral, 504-260-1870. Got a few texts coming in. This is from my friend, the Rising Outlaw. He's on his way to another cowboy action shooting match in South Carolina. But Miss Beth is still at home. She just got a brand new car. Well, congratulations, Miss Beth. She loves listening to the show, so y'all have a good one. Hope you can keep you here on the radio and don't fade out on me. Everybody have a blessed day. Well, Rising Outlaw, let me introduce you to a new revelation called Internet Radio Listening. If you can't get us on a terrestrial station, you go on the Internet. All of our stations' websites do live streaming. Or if you're nothing else, just go to Audacy, AUDACY.com on your phone and scroll around a little bit on that website and you'll find us. You'll find the show right there. Jason and the crew at Corey's Barbershop, telling us a good morning on this chilly morning. Well, Jason, I think with this weather, next time I see you for a haircut, I'm going to keep my winter coat on top of my head. I think we need it. All right, we got fishing reports coming up. We got a bad boy story, as always, to tell you about. And also, we're going to tell you about we got four nominees for our baddest of the bad. I'm not going to identify them yet, but we'll run down for you if you're a new listener how that works. On the last show of the year, we pick out some nominations from the whole year, some of the most egregious, some of the stupidest or outlandish cases that we've told you about all year. And we let you, the audience, check in and text your vote in, and we pick the baddest of the bad. Also got a special report coming up later on from Captain Marty, Martha Spencer, co-host of Bayou Wild TV, also a charter captain. She fishes all across the Louisiana coast, Buras. She fishes down around the Venice area. And most recently has done some guiding and chartering out of Cocodrie, and she's going to talk about the new Cocodrie Coco Marina 2.0. Got some really good stuff happening over there if you haven't visited them lately since all the storms have passed and some rebuilding and some reorganization going on there, new ownership, and we'll tell you all about that. Mike Gallo is up next. He's going to be with us in about a minute, and, man, he has been in the middle of some really good fishing. Lake Pontchartrain's been producing what they call some of those hammers, those World Series trout have been showing up there. Don't forget, Kenny Krieger caught the number two all-time state record speckled trout in February. Oh, actually, the Super Bowl back then was in January. Super Bowl Sunday, 1999. Never forget it. Called me. I ran over there and snapped some pictures of it, and he was awful proud of it. And, you know, he's still – it's arguably – you know, some people say it was really the number one trout, that the number one speckled trout was caught so long ago in the 50s that back then they really didn't have the scrutiny on it that they do now, and it was caught under some controversial conditions, and that Kenny's fish really would have been number one all time. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later on when we get to it. And we also got the Paddler's Report with Eric Mahabarak. 44 brave souls, all of you down there in Galliano fishing in that Hobie Saltwater Series. God bless you and good luck to you. Otherwise, if you're going out hunting or fishing, are you going to give it a little bit of time? It ain't going to get much warmer. It's going to probably hit the 50s, but that's all you're going to get out of today. A little bit more of a warming trend tomorrow, but some rain coming in. Not a whole lot, but probably just enough to screw up your trip. All right, we come back after this. It's Mike Gallo. He's here with us on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures is a presentation of CETO. You know them best. They're kind of like a AAA. But on the water, you have a problem with running low on fuel, electrical problems, whatever your problem happens to be, if you need towing into the dock or back to your lodge, they're there to do it for you. All for $249 membership for a year, as many tows, as many visits as you need, it's all covered. And if you don't think that's a bargain, call the Coast Guard and find out what the cost is, or even CETO if you do not have a membership. And if you want to give it as a gift, it's one of my top 10 gift ideas. You can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. He'll shoot you one out, gift wrap, pronto. Or you can go online and do it at CETO.com. $249 for a whole year. It's renewable after that. CETO.com. And Captain Mike joins us. And Mike, this is a chilly Saturday morning, and I'm sure there's going to be people headed out because the reports out of Lake Pontchartrain have been phenomenal. I don't know if the winds are going to be high enough to dirty the water up and cause some access problems there, but is that still continuing, or has this last front maybe moved those trout out, or at least shut them down for a while?
Well, Don, we did have some cold weather move in over the last 48 hours. And it's continuing today. I noticed a 4-degree drop in water temperature from Wednesday to Friday. Temperatures went from 58 degrees to 54 degrees. And I tell you, Robbie Campo's dead on with his temperature and fish activity. We had a good catch yesterday in that 54-degree water. By the time we left, the sun had warmed the water up to about 56 degrees, and the fish were getting more active as the day wore on. Down by the wall, that water is generally a little bit warmer, so if you make that run down in that direction, that water always seems to be a couple of degrees warmer down there, and that can certainly help with the fish's aggressiveness. We caught fish all week. I caught them in Lake Pontchartrain. I caught them down by the wall. And I caught them in some of the local canals. Just yesterday, we fished in the local area here, not traveling, you know, no more than a mile and a half from my lodge. So they're here. It's just a matter of finding them if they've moved since the last time you've been. But I can tell you deep man-made channels that was what was successful for me yesterday.
Mike, for people that want to catch some of those big trout that are in the lake right now, usually there'll be a pattern, and you got to kind of crack that code. And once you find out, and as you move from pole to pole, you fish it the same way. How do you start off trying to crack the code and figure out what the fish are doing, where they're located in relation to the tide and to the bridge poles?
Well, 90% of the time I fish into the tide. I cast up tide and work my bait back towards me with the tide. And if the tide's fairly strong, I feel like in this cold water, those fish will get behind the pilings where there's a bit of an eddy, and he doesn't have to fight the current quite so bad. So in those instances, it'd be fairly close to the piling. It's not 100%. It'd be nice if it was. But that's where I'll certainly start, and I think the colder it gets, the slower I want to move my bait really a fairly slow presentation. The bite can often be really soft. As with any fish, you know, as soon as you feel the strike, you want to set the hook. But that's my go-to. We used to feel that the sun would warm the bridge and the heat would travel down the pylons and warm the water. I can't verify that, but that's certainly been talked about for at least as many years as I've been fishing the Pontchartrain bridges.
Got it. Mike, any other suggestions? Are you guys, what time are you headed out? Are you going to give it a little bit of a delay? And since you found that the water warmed up with that sunshine yesterday, that'd probably be a repeat of that today?
Right. My clients are going to meet me about 7 o'clock, and we're going to load up and probably head out about 7:30. Pretty similar. I think yesterday we left at 8 o'clock. But today, being a Saturday, I figured there might be a little more traffic on the water, so I wanted to get a little bit more of a head start.
Got it. Mike, we've been talking about Christmas gift giving, and one of the greatest gifts to give is a gift of a fishing trip. Gift certificates to Fish with Angling Adventures of Louisiana, either with or without lodging. How does that work with you?
Very simple, Don. The client can call me and give me the recipient's name. We print up a personalized gift certificate, mail them out to them where they can give it as a gift, and then the recipient simply calls me and we decide which date's going to work best for him or her.
Got it. Anything else before you go, Mike?
Well, Don, I fished yesterday with a longtime listener of yours, and he told me he would be listening tomorrow. And he said, now, Captain Mike, I'm going to be paying attention tomorrow. Are you going to tell people we caught fish less than a mile and a half from the lodge? Or are you going to tell them you burned 20 gallons we ran all over to fill the box? And I said, well, Ray, I tell you what, you listen and we'll see how it goes. He said, I suggest you tell them we spent 20 gallons of fuel running everywhere.
Oh, boy, having fun, man. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm glad they had a good catch, and I'm glad you didn't have to go far to find them. Hope that works out for you again today, and we'll catch up with you next week. Mike, by the way, you got any deer hunting plans after the first?
I will be doing my normal deer hunting trip with my buddies that I went to college with, and we'll see how that goes. I'll certainly give you a report as that comes and goes, and we'll see how if I'm successful or not.
Well, Double D says they got a reservation waiting for you when you get back.
Yeah, well, if I'm fortunate enough to take some venison, it always ends up at Double D converted into sausage.
I got you. All right, Michael, y'all have a good time out there. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, we come back after this. Yeah, there's 44 brave souls paddling out after fish this morning out of Galliano. It might be delaying the start on it. I'm not sure if someone's down there listening, and that's the case. So let us know. Not that it's important to anyone else, but it is to the participants. Eric Mahabarak will join us, and he'll talk about paddling for your fish. Some great opportunities. Fishing's been really good this winter on the inside. We'll be back with his report after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And if you're one of the ones that go out stroking for your fish, we've got a special report from you as a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. They are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, except on Tuesdays. That's their long day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with some special store hours. A great place to shop for a Christmas gift for either a paddler, a kayaker, or a fly fisherman on your shopping list. A large selection of conventional tackles, rods, reels, everything you need. They also do some seminars and also some demos where you can try a kayak before you buy. Again, the name is No Wake Outfitters. You'll find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, Louisiana. Eric Mahabarak joins us now. And, Eric, it is a chilly Saturday morning out there. I hope Brendan Bayard is all bundled up for that Hobie Saltwater series going on this morning.
Yeah, well, Brendan and myself have been out there pretty tough cold weather before together. I know he's got the proper clothing. And, actually, he's most probably one of the favorites to win this whole thing, unless Mr. Lassard pops up. I haven't spoke with him. He may be in the mix, too. So, you know, those are two top contenders. That's kind of their area where they specialize at over that way.
Well, let me ask you this. 40. Let me ask you this. You are known as raccoon feet because you pedal barefoot. Now, during weather like this, you don't pedal barefoot like this, do you?
I sure do, Don.
You must have no feeling left in your feet.
I don't know, Don. I've been doing it for so long. You can ask Chris Holmes. He'll tell you, man, I have no idea why I do it. I just do it. I don't feel the cold like I should or something. Might be bad circulation. Who knows? Lord Jesus.
All right. Now, look, besides this, we'll talk to Brendan about this, and hopefully he'll be in the winner's circle. We'll get him next week. But the BCKF, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, has got something called a fish-off on the 28th of this month. What is that all about?
It's just a club trying to promote the membership, to try and get the camaraderie back in. They're going to, you know, it's just basically everybody's going to launch and go fish and then come back in. They'll most probably throw some hamburgers or hot dogs or maybe a little pot of pastelaya or something. It's kind of a get-together, you know, just friendly thing, no competition. And that's 2 days or two, 3 days right before the Minimalist Challenge. So it's a great also way to pre-fish for that, and that's what this is about, is to try and get more people to get into kayaking and stuff like that. And
where will
we'll
that
have
be?
To see how all that goes. That will be at in Galliano. I believe that they're launching out of Baissons.
Okay.
Or Gator Cove or whatever that is now. It's hard for me to keep up with the names.
Well, that
but that's a great area to fish.
Yeah, and the Minimalist Challenge is a lot of fun where they limit you on the just a handful of baits and everybody's equal and they're not real sure what they are. It's kind of a surprise, and that's a great event. Well, listen, the fishing has been phenomenal for the bay boats. Kayakers, too? Well, give me some spots and some details on places where somebody can go in and catch some good winter fish right now.
Don, I mean, just pick a spot and go is pretty much the way it is. Like the lake is on fire. Down the road is on fire. Venice, Buras, Empire. Empire's been real good. Buras has been real good. Port Salfa, Myrtle Grove. I just seen a post this morning of two guys on side the road yesterday of all times with all of this wind and stuff. They loaded the caught limits of trout off the bank of Grand Isle on Highway 1. It's just a phenomenal time of year, man. You know, it's always this time of year, and I can't wait. Like you said, the big trout are coming in along that bridge and stuff, so they're moving in other places also.
Eric, have you ever remembered seeing anyone in Louisiana catch a snook? You know what a snook is, right?
Yeah. You know, Don, yes, I do remember people catching snook. And someone caught one recently, and I seen the photo, and I forgot where they caught it at. I think it was Hopedale.
Campos Marina. Yeah, they brought it in, and they put a picture of it. It's definitely a snook, and it's very rare that one shows up. The first one I ever remember anybody catching, you remember Ronnie Granier? He was one of the godfathers of fishing down there in Venice. He was a character. Ronnie caught one. Yep. Nobody knew where it came from or how it got off the, you know, I think he caught it out of Yellow Cotton Bay, somewhere down in that area there.
It's
a Florida, basically. It's a Florida fish.
It's a warmer water fish. And maybe with the conditions of this global warming stuff, we're changing and we're getting conditions are changing more favorable to them because we're not having maybe as harsh winters, even though I think this is extremely cold for me. I know that they've caught them in Venice before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a state record. or not? Is that on the state record books? I know you're on the board.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
They would probably establish a category if there's enough interest in it. But it's such a rare fish. You know, there'd be just a handful of them that would make the record book. But pretty much anyone you catch, I know Ryan Lambert loves to catch them. Fly fishermen love them because, boy, they're kind of almost like a mini Jack Revelle, man. They're known for those long runs, you know.
Yeah, I caught one when I was a kid. They took me down, I forget which island. It's not exactly the Key West area, but it's right before that, like the first island or something. Mm-hmm. And I had an old man, and gave me a live shrimp and taught me how to catch one sitting off the rocks of this island. And it was 10 pounds. It was a big one.
Well,
I was a kid. I was like 7, 8 years old. I had, you know, Mini Spinny gave me his rod to use. It was and it was beautiful fish. I didn't know what I caught. I just caught a fish back then, you know.
Probably helped you get hooked.
That's when we just caught fish.
Probably helped you get you hooked on fishing, you know. Well, there it is. Not to be confused with Snooki. Yeah. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, gift certificates for somebody that might want to give a gift certificate for a fishing trip with the Louisiana Kayak Company. How do you handle that?
Yeah, Don, just text me, 504-313-8292, or call me. You can get in touch with me through your Facebook page, your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. And pretty much ask around. People got my number. They know who I am.
Captain Quint, Raccoon Feet, Dirty. There's a whole bunch of names he goes by.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Eric.
All right.
Thanks for the report, buddy.
All right. Y'all be good, definitely. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, we will. Thank you. Eric Mohabarak, Captain Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, coming back after this. Oh, yeah, bad boys of the outdoors. We got another story for you, another one that incriminated himself. His story is next. You'll hear it here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, a lot of Louisianians have discovered that Oklahoma is a great place to hunt. In fact, I know some that may be listening to this program. They're up there hunting now. But if you go up there, be aware that you got to obey all the laws. And we had one of our listeners sent me a clip from Oklahoma newspaper or maybe a website that the 8th District Wardens in Northwest Oklahoma busted 3 non-residents. They were from Louisiana. On possession limits and illegal transportation of fully cleaned ducks, 3 hunters had 66 ducks. Most of them were breasted out, and they had 2 geese. You got to remember, if you're going to be transporting waterfowl or migratory birds, you need to either leave the head or one fully feathered wing attached in transport. I know a lot of you say, well, they get cleaned, and they're back at the camp, and, you know, we want to clean them all up and actually freeze them. If you're going to be transporting them back home, you cannot do that. Leave a head or leave a wing for identification purposes. I don't think they were over the limits. I don't know how many days they were hunting or what the possessions were, but they got in a little trouble in Oklahoma. So if you're going, remember to keep that in mind, transporting birds. And if you're giving your birds to someone else to transport, fill out a form of the date you hunted, your license number, your name, and what the species were. Doesn't have to be an official form, there are some in the regulations pamphlet and online, but you can just use a piece of paper to account for having more birds than what the limit allows for. All right, we got a bad boy story coming up in just 10 seconds after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agents Senior Agent Austin Anderson, Senior Agent Troy Otan, and Senior Agent Cody Salpietra learned that living up to his name, Austin Gross, was advertising charter fishing trips for sale out of Cocodrie in Terrebonne Parish on social media without possessing the necessary charter guide license. The agent stopped Gross in his vessel on November 17th near Cocodrie, and he did not have a charter guide fishing license or the non-resident fishing licenses. He also admitted to posting charter guide advertisements to book charter fishing trips on social media, which led them right to his doorstep. Cited for failing to comply with charter boat regulations, fishing without a non-resident fishing license, and fishing without a non-resident saltwater license, and facing up to $1,650 in fines plus 120 days in a Louisiana jail, is 27-year-old Austin C. Gross of Naples, Florida, today's bogus charter guide and bad boy of the outdoors. All right, don't forget, on the show on the 28th, which is, let's see, three Saturdays from now, we'll be doing the Baddest of the Bads, the last show of the year. We have nominated four of the baddest of the bad, and these are ones, stories that'll just really disgust you if you haven't heard them. And we ask you, the audience, to text in your vote, and we declare the baddest of the bad. In fact, next week I got a couple to choose from. I got a bad boy killed a black bear with no permit, no license, out of season. He's looking at several $1,000s, over $10,000 in fines and restitution. Yep, and then, of course, they're still looking for information on that dead Mexican wolf, $103,500 reward. You got any information? Well, if you turn them in, you'll collect on that reward and remain completely anonymous. It's part of a TIPS program in Arizona, which we have the same thing here in Louisiana. All right, coming up next, our plastic man, and he'll be followed by Captain Marty, Martha Spencer. Got fishing reports from down the mouth of the Mississippi River and also over in Cocodrie. They're next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And before we move on to the plastic man, just one more thing, getting back to that last feature, the bad boys. There is no truth to the rumor that President Joe Biden will pardon any of the bad boys of the year for 2024. Just wanted to get that out there. All right, let's bring in the plastic man, Captain Ryan. Ryan, what is the deal, man? And listen, I got some friends. If you need to get hooked up with a guide to get you out, I know some people.
I'll tell you what.
What are you doing? What are you doing waiting back while they leave you, man? What's going on?
I tell you what. This has been the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to Mexico this week. I'm going to show them. And look, that poor doctor in Mexico is going to pay the price for this.
Well, I hope those guys down there don't leave you. You know, you'd be lonesome back at the homestead there.
Well, I used to be the boss and the king of all this, but apparently I'm not.
You've been dethroned, defrocked.
I tell you what, you know, I had so much boat trouble in the last 2 weeks, and I finally got it all situated except for one yesterday. But I got six or seven blinds out today, so there's just no room for me. Whoever, I got to go to the other lease, I guess.
Well, Mexico may be the answer. Go down to the Hacienda. I hope they don't leave you there. Hey, listen, I want to talk about snook with you because you know something about snook. A fellow I met in the dove field earlier this year over in Alabama, his wife, Nicole, caught one over at Shell Beach and brought it in at Campos. And it's definitely
really?
A snook. I saw the picture of it. Occasionally they show up here, but I know you go to Florida and you love to fish them, don't
you? Yeah. I've only caught one here in at Southwest Pass.
Mm-hmm.
A good one, about 16 pounds, but that's been a long time ago, too. But, yeah, in Florida, I went last year and caught some really big ones.
Do you fly fish them?
You can, but I didn't. I was after the big ones. So you take a one-pound mullet and you punch his eyes out, and you put him on the hook, and you send him under those docks where he can't see what's about to eat him, and you got to put the drag all the way down and hoist these 45 inches out of there. I mean, monsters. And look, they fight, they jump, they go crazy.
Right.
But, yeah, it freaked me out kind of punching the poor mullet's eyes out so he wouldn't see what's coming.
Well, listen, would you give out your address so the people for the ethical treatment of animals can contact you direct instead of going through me?
They do realize I kill stuff for a living.
Yeah, I do, too. I've been guilty of that. You know, some things just got to die. Well, you know, snook is – I wish they would import some over here, man. That would be a great
addition.
Well,
they can't survive here. The water temperatures won't allow it.
Yeah.
You know, and they like pristine water and good water temperatures. I mean, they're really susceptible to dying. Any kind of cold front will come in and they'll die off.
Yeah, well, we're starting to get higher salinity, so I guess maybe we'll start seeing them a little bit more frequently, but I don't see any mass migration.
No, I think the water temperature, the river is so cold, it really keeps them at bay. You know, that river water, they can't survive in that, and we have so much of it when our river's high, it goes out into our estuaries and, you know, down towards Southwest Pass where they would be, where they just can't maintain that temperature.
Well, give me the wrap up on the first split. It wraps up tomorrow in the coastal or west zone, as they call it. How's it been?
This has just been a terrible week with low water for everybody in South Louisiana. Negative tides and the north winds have pushed it out. My boys look like beat rags. I mean, they are whooped from putting up with the low water. And And you know, it's hard on the birds, hard to kill the birds when it's like that. But we had a few blinds limited out, and we killed birds in every blind, but it wasn't great. You know, like canvasbacks, redheads, pintails, you know, and if you could get away, they got some water, you could kill the teal, but just the water just sucked right out on us. But the fishing has been just phenomenal. And it's going to stay that way. The river's going to be 2 foot all the way in January.
Now, so if somebody's coming down there and their dream, their bucket list is to catch one of those big bull reds, where would you suggest they go, and how would they try it?
Well, right now, we got them real close. Sarah and I both fly fish this week. I think we boated 18 in 2 days, and you know, that's pretty good on a fly. And they're there. They're in the marsh right now. But, I mean, you could catch them still on the outside on the points on the east side and down toward the mouth of the river. You know, South Pass and all that, that's all full of them. The rigs got them. I mean, they are everywhere.
And what about trout?
I like fishing them. It's real shallow water. The trout are on both sides. The river had came up and got dirty, so they pushed right out of the river, but they're right there. I mean, they, you know, just pushed them out the river proper, but they're right there on all the reefs. And, I mean, nice trout, too. It's the prettiest trout I've seen in a while. So it's been really good. I mean, I fly fished day before yesterday, and that evening after the duck hunt, the boys went out, and every one of them limited out on trout with no water. I said, how in the world? Hmm. I mean, that's how good it is right now. And the water on the west is beautiful right now.
I was going to say, is Sarah vacationing, or is she guiding down there with you right now?
No, she's down here.
But, I mean, is she guiding?
Fishing, or? She's fishing. Yeah, oh, yeah, guiding. Oh, yeah. She's in Point of Shan fishing her girls' trout kayak tournament today.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, her and Andy are both down there guiding. She got it out of my boat because it was blowing like crazy, and I put a platform to where she didn't have to push pull and all that wind. Yeah. So she fished out of my boat in my platform, but a trolling motor. And they still did real good. In fact, they caught two flounders on the fly as well.
Well, it's a good time to catch them because it's back open now.
That's right. it's really good. The operational meeting for Carnarvon and Davis Pond is Wednesday on Franklin Street, New Orleans. I mean, I urge every freshwater fisherman and duck hunter in the world to go and speak for Davis Pond to get that thing open. You know, especially now that Mid-Bear Terry doesn't look like it's going to flow. We're going to have to keep that saltwater at bay somewhere. We won't have anything up here.
Yeah.
Well, just, like you said, the salinity is getting really, really prevalent.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll have to step up some of the other projects, too. Where was that meet and be, by the way, if somebody's interested in going?
It's on Franklin Street at the Corps of Engineers, and that's at 6920 Franklin Avenue.
Okay.
And it's going to be 11 o'clock at the Corps at Boardroom 201. And I'll be there, and a lot of people will be there. We'll talk to see if we can get Davis Pond operational. You get the salt water back because the poor catfish, they can't even run their cans anymore. There's so many barnacles on them, they haven't abandoned them all the way to the Zalmans.
Well,
that's
they
not
got,
good for you know, bass and sockeye and brim.
Yeah, that Maurepas project's got good news. That's go ahead. David.
That's going to really, you know, I think needed. That's going to take and flush that organic material out of those swamps because that swamp used to be really good for mallards.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
if
know.
It does that and brings the food source back into that marsh, that slab will come back and it sure be nice to see a bunch of mallards in this area again, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I'd love to see it. Well, Ryan, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get a gift certificate for a future trip for Christmas, tell them how to get you.
Yeah. They can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or they can call me direct. And I always answer that phone at 504-559-5111. And
very
if they
good.
Want any information on that meeting, they can call me for that as well.
And if they want to take you on a trip when you get left behind, they can do that too.
Yeah, please, somebody call me. I want to go duck hunting.
All right. There he goes, right, our plastic man. I don't know what that was. Let's get back to all right, we're going to go into a break right here. When we come back, Martha Spencer, Captain Marty, joins us to talk about Coco Marina 2.0 next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You're going to hear a voice that may be familiar to you. Been on this program many, many times, a co-host of Bayou Wild TV. I'm talking about Captain Marty Spencer, who joins us now. And Martha, is it true you fished out Burris, you fished out Venice, now you're going to work on Cocotree? Is that the deal?
I'm not done with Burris. I still have love in Burris. I still love working for Ryan, and I've had an absolute blast fishing with him this fall. And I'm still taking charters. So if you want to come fish with me, I will take you out of Burris. But offshore, I have looked elsewhere, and I am happy to announce that I work in Cocotree now at Coco Charters, which is just a phenomenal place down in Cocotree. It's probably the best-kept secret in Louisiana that needs to be exposed.
And it's out of the Coco Marina. Tell us about the marina and some of the nice things about
it.
So
Coco Marina was
redone.
It has. In the past 2 years, it's taken over new ownership, and they've put a lot of time and thought and money into really making it a five-star establishment. Coco Charters has five Freeman catamarans from 34 to 42 feet, just a beautiful lodging establishment. They've got a great marina. The food is awesome. They have live music. They do brunch on weekends. It's just a really nice place to visit. It's got kind of aesthetics. It's got friendly faces, good food. But the fishing, I think the fishing really needs to be highlighted over there because it's the same fish we can catch in Venice, but enhanced. I mean, the bottom fishing out of Cocotree, it's a longer ride, but it's worth it. There's amazing bottom fishing species. There's less pressure on them. There's exotic grouper. We get scamp grouper. We get yellow edge grouper. The swordfish area has me very excited because there's just a lot of resources and area that just doesn't get pressured the way it does over towards the east.
Well, I know you love fishing the tuna and the swordfish especially, but how about wahoo? That's usually this time of year. Is it on right now?
The wahoo are here, yes. So the west side of the state, they do come in a little bit later, which is great because that means they'll be sticking around on the reefs till probably late March. They are definitely in Venice right now. I fished out of Venice with Captain Peace Marvel. They're hit or miss over there. You're fishing different styles. Out of Cocotree, we're fishing natural bottom and structure that's kind of submerged. But the wahoo, we went on a trip about 10 days ago. And we caught a few. There weren't a lot on the area yet, but a few were caught that day, and that was our target species. So we were excited because nobody had really gone out for them with the weather conditions. So the wahoo will be around pretty much all of Louisiana from now until mid-March, depending on the weather.
Great fighting fish and a great eating fish to bring home. Coco Marina is a short drive from the people listening in Houma. It's not bad from Baton Rouge. I think you can probably get there quicker than Venice, and you don't have all the traffic problem going down to Cocotree. If somebody wants to find out more about the amenities, booking lodging, and finding out about the restaurant and trip information with you, your schedule, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to check it out is to really just to take a drive down there. I mean, you can go eat lunch at the marina. It's a phenomenal establishment, but you can check us out online. We've got five or six different captains. You can see all their profiles. My friend Tyler's, he's in the grouper niche there, so if that's your thing and then you're into slow pitch jigging, which is just now getting really popular, you can check that out. But CocoCharters.com, it has all the information. You can see the vessels, kind of get an idea of the establishment, but really it doesn't do it justice unless you get on down there. I mean, I just can't say enough about how nice the facilities are and the people. So it's definitely worth checking out. You know, if you want to get a charter, you can book one now. It's actually pretty affordable compared to over towards Venice. The overall cost is a little bit less, and it's definitely worth the time and investments to try a new place.
Sounds like a great plan. Martha, thanks for joining us, and don't be a stranger. Get us some more reports from Cocotree. We'd love to pass them along.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don.
All right. There she goes, Captain Marty. Give her a call or give her a look on our Facebook page or Instagram at Freckled Fish Bum, where you'll find her on Instagram. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. Been fun. It's chilly out there. Dress warmly if you're headed out. Maybe delay your trip just a little bit. We'll be back here to do this all over again next week. It's a two-hour journey to the great outdoors. We do it each and every Saturday, 5 to 7, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.